Please be seated. Our story today is about a woman who had a powerful faith, a faith that gave the Lord the chance and the ability to heal her. Our story has a crowd surrounding Jesus, pressing in on all sides. You can imagine them touching the Lord. One woman in the crowd works her way up. She's been sick for 12 years. She has spent all her savings, all of her money, going from physician to physician. But the physicians couldn't help her because she did not have the strength within her to be healed. But she's heard about the Lord, and she sees the crowds, and she thinks, if I can just touch the hem of his garment, just the very edge of his garment, that's all I'll need to do, and I will be healed. Now remember, everyone is pressing in on the Lord. They may be touching him, but they might not be being healed. This woman reaches out, touches the hem, and immediately she's healed. And immediately the Lord says, "Who touched me?" And you can imagine the crowd and the disciples looking at the crowd, all touching the Lord, and being confused. Everyone's touching you. Peter even says, his chief disciple says, "Lord, everyone is surrounding you and pressing in on you." Peter's confused. And the Lord says, "I know someone has touched me because I felt my power go out of me." The Lord is talking about a different kind of touch, isn't he? The woman, realizing that the Lord knows who she is and that she's been found out, you can imagine her standing up, saying, "It was me, I touched you." She means a different kind of touch. And she's afraid, because the crowd is all around, and maybe she's done something wrong. And she tells the crowd, "I touched the garment, and immediately I was healed." And the Lord turns to her and says, "Daughter, have confidence. Thy faith has saved thee. Go in peace." She's no longer afraid. She's no longer sick. She still has faith in the Lord, and she goes in peace. This is a wonderful story about having true faith that the Lord, even just the hem of the garment of the Lord, can heal you, can help you. Do we have that kind of faith? Or are we like someone merely in the crowd, pressing in on the Lord, surrounding him, but not really touching him? We also heard in Arcana Celestia about a kind of person who believes that all you need is faith, without charity. Now, faith, we'll get to. But first, to understand faith, you really have to understand charity. Charity is given two descriptions here. One, the works of charity, or a life according to charity. And the other one, charity itself. So first, charity itself. Charity itself is loving the neighbor, willing good towards the good that's in a neighbor. It's something of the heart. Do you really love your neighbor? Do you love the good the Lord has given all those who are in your life? When you run into anyone, whether it's at the grocery store, the gas station, school, work, your family, Do you genuinely love the good that's in the other people? That's charity itself. The works of charity are those works that lead to that goodwill, to that love. They're things like the Ten Commandments. If you're wondering, how do I love the neighbor? Look at the Ten Commandments. They'll tell you. Don't lie. Don't be mean. Don't cheat. Don't steal. Don't covet. Honor your parents and your church and the Lord. Keep things sacred. Honor the Sabbath. And acknowledge the Lord. That's how you practice charity. It's how you live the works of charity. Because doing those things can lead you to loving the neighbor. Because if you're lying to your friends or coworkers or classmates or teachers or parents, you're not loving them. Or if you're stealing from them or cheating, you're not loving them. You have to do good and shun evil in order to love the Lord and love the neighbor. So that's charity. Faith is acknowledging that truth is true. And true faith is acknowledging that truth is true from the Lord. So you've come to church, we've opened the word, you've heard the word, you may have said the Ten Commandments. Faith is acknowledging that all those things are from God, from the Lord. And more than that, look at the woman. She doesn't just think that Jesus is the Lord. She believes the Lord can heal her. Do you believe the Ten Commandments and the Word can heal you? True faith is believing that the Lord's Word and the Ten Commandments can heal you. So what was the woman sick of? She had an issue of blood for 12 years. It's a terrible disease. The woman represents two things. First, she can represent the old Jewish church at the time that the Lord was on earth. She had been bleeding for a long time. She had had a lot of problems. She can also represent any church that has been bleeding for a long time and has tried every venue to seek help. And to think she couldn't be healed because she didn't have the power within her. Those physicians that she may have spent all that money on, you can imagine them like self-help books or other good advice from the world, coming to help you and say, well, the reason why you're grumpy at your neighbor is you're not trying hard enough. Or you need to do this trick. Or you need to do that trick. Or you need to be more honest. You can't be so mean. It's good advice, but it won't change your heart. It won't genuinely heal you. And the woman, although she may have gotten good advice from all those physicians, does not have the power in herself to be healed. We do not have the power by ourselves to love the neighbor. We can't do it. We can pretend. We can do a good job of obeying the Ten Commandments, of not lying, cheating, stealing, being cruel. We can do those things, but they will not genuinely change our hearts. They will not lead us to genuine charity without the Lord. That's what the true faith of the woman was. She didn't just recognize the power of the word. She recognized that it was from the Lord, from God. That's why the Ten Commandments begin, I am the Lord, your God. Everything else doesn't matter unless you recognize that. It's why it's so appropriate that Peter is the one that speaks up for the crowd. Peter genuinely has faith in the Lord. He's been following the Lord for quite some time now and has seen lots of miracles. When Peter hears the Lord say, "Who touched me?" Peter should just say, "Nothing." Peter should just be quiet. If he doesn't know the answer, he shouldn't say anything. He should have faith that the Lord knows what he's doing. When the Lord asks, "Who touches me?" he is asking for the woman's sake, not for the crowd's sake, not so that Peter can give the right answer. Going to church, going to school, going to religion classes, reading the Word, studying the Ten Commandments, is not about having the right answer when the Lord asks, "Who touched me?" It's not about pressing in on the Lord or getting your nose buried deep into the Word. It's about believing the Word can change your heart, can truly heal you. Listen to the last words the Lord says in this story to the woman. "Daughter, have confidence. Thy faith has saved thee. Go in peace." The Lord looks down on our church as he looks down on all of us like his children. He wants us to have confidence, to know that by praying to him and following his word, he can change our hearts. Have confidence. Your faith, your true faith, with works of charity, can save you, can change your heart so that you genuinely love the neighbor. Daughter, have confidence. Thy faith has saved thee. Go in peace. Amen.